Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance in the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OGs, yeah, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blot like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-e, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then bring struck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to slang that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. Still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your map, all that sell, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturn's Day, Saturday. Today is Saturday, June 15th, 2019. The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, outstanding. So, I don't want to waste time. I want to spend a minute explaining, explaining and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, we got part two of a mind-blowing, I want to use the word series because it should be a series, but the deeper stuff for a later date. But we want to talk about, we broke down Doctor Strange and we're talking about the movie and we left off talking about, you know, the manifestation of people, places, and things in your life, and how, from an esoteric metaphysical perspective, that happens. And the thing that is blowing to me is that, you know, I have an unfair advantage because, number one, I was born in a place that required me to a certain skill set. He was the big G. And now that my blessings are that my curse was actually my cure. Let me say that again. I am driving, so if the call drops, if you hear a little background sound, background noise here and there, everything's cool. Drive down, hang out with him for an hour or two, and then drive back. So you may hear a little background noise, but we want to break this down so that way you can understand the show must go on. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that you understand yourself, you stay in your lane, you operate according to your purpose, your destiny, your God-given diakonia. Each one of us are wired a little different from somebody else. It is okay. It is okay for you to be okay. That is so simple, but it's so important because most of us are not okay with being okay. That just simply means that most of us have it's difficult for you to understand your language of creation. The source, the father, the being has the language of light. The language of light is the language of love. So each and every one of us has to that language first. And the ability to understand how to tap into the language of light is how we draw people, places, and things into our sphere of influence. And the inability for you to, not you personally, when I keep saying you as in, you know, you personally. So, again, this show, like all my shows, I'm not talking about one individually, anybody. That's not what this is about. This is about you understanding why you draw the people, the places, and the things in your life that you do. And this is extremely important because without this ability to understand why you have what you have, why things are happening the way that they're happening, what happens is we end up shifting the blame. And it's not conscious. As I talked about from the movie Doctor Strange, everything that is physical is an indication of something spiritual. And so your job and my job is to assist you with understanding that process of how the spirit realm works, even though it is projected in the physical realm. So everything that happens physically in your life is the result of something spiritually. So if we can understand the spirit, we can control time, space, mass, and matter, just like Dr. Strange. And so I gave you the modality to do that. So the language in Japan is Japanese. The language in China is Chinese. The language in Russia is Russian. The language in the United States is English. I cannot, this is what I did. I was stationed in Japan. I went to Japan, and I was speaking English, and the Japanese people could not understand me. And I was dumbfounded. So, make sure you understand what I'm saying. Why do you draw people, places, and things into your life that you do? You're speaking the language of those people. When I talk to poor people, they don't understand me. When I preach in traditional churches, they don't understand me. When I talk to young people, they don't understand me. I had a great time, not to put my children's, they hate when I use them as example, but my middle daughter, Sheree, called me, and she was in a very emotional and in tears because, you know, things was going, she didn't understand. Dad, I don't understand why the people, places, and things are in my life that are in my life. I said, Sheree, you ordered those. I tell women all the time. You got a man, he beats you. Then he buy you flowers, then he beat you, then he buy you flowers, then he beat you. And I tell the woman, you ordered that, you want that, you like that. And they look at me very angry because they don't understand the language of domestic violence. I do. I was a cop. I know the frequency of domestic violence, and I can sense it in certain men and women. So I was telling my daughter why she's in the situation that she's in. And she started off crying and angry and upset, and after about 45 minutes to an hour, she was calm. She understood why the doctor said that she said the things that he said. My daughter is the most creative person I've ever met. She just got threes and sixes all through her chart. She's the most compassionate person. She just got married. Her last name changed. Her numbers changed. So her whole life changed. She didn't understand why. For me, it's really easy. Clarity brings confidence. So I immediately explained to her why her time, her space, her mass, and her matter changed. Because she changed. Meaning, you're solving problems for the wrong people. What does that mean? People are drawn to people who solve problems. Look at your circle of friends. Look at the people that you hang around with. Now, let me be crystal clear because this is very important. I know me. I would never put the keys to my happiness in somebody else's pocket. Because I know me. I don't know you. And I don't know your intentions, but I know me. I've studied me. Now, 50 years on this planet, I always put my keys to my happiness in somebody else's pocket. And then when they did not do what I like, I was angry at them. So now I know to not put myself in spaces that doesn't allow me to be me. But it's not the other party's job to understand that. It's my job. It's my job. And it's your job to understand you. So that way you create the space and the mass and the matter that you want. I don't live in New York City because people in New York City, they congested, they crowded. I've never been. My daughters, they all been to New York. And they're like, Dad, you don't need a car in New York. Okay, well, that means I won't be living in New York. I go visit. But I just say there's something about, but again, that's just me because I got ones in my chart. I got twos in my chart. I got threes. My threes comes from the number 1, 2. So I know I need an independent. I know I need a peaceful in order to create. So if you mess up my independence, you mess up my peace. So I know that about me. So I don't put myself in spaces so I can create the space that allows me to create because I know me. So as I'm explaining to my daughter, you are solving problems that poor people have. That's why you're drawing poor people into your life. She's like, well, Dad, I don't understand. I just like people. I'm like, yes, you do like people, but the problems, poor people have different problems than rich people. When I first started, and I thank God for experience. I thank God for personal experience. And again, I do apologize for the background noise and blah, 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 because you know, I'm on my way to hang out with my biological father. Now, when I get to this is a perfect example. Me and my sisters are meeting in my father's house. When I get to my father's house, like my father, I will say, you know, sometimes in a conversation, I'm going to hug him. I'm going to say, Dad, I love you. And he's going to say, yeah, boy. And that's it. He's never said, now, he tells my sisters, I think I've heard him tell my sisters, yeah, you know, I love you. But he's never told me that. So if I go to my father's house with the expectation of hearing, son, I love you. Son, I'm proud of you. Son, my father never saw me play football. My father has no idea that I make $200,000 online. My father has no idea what I do for a living. My father doesn't call me. He doesn't care. And he ain't supposed to. He living his life. So if I go to my father's house with an unrealistic expectation and a misplaced, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to love my father. I don't give a damn if he loves me back. My love is unconditional. I know because why I know my father. My father told me how he was raised. I'm thankful I freaking got a father. My father did the best he could with the information and with the situation that he was in. So now when I was a young kid, I didn't know this. So I was angry at my father. I was pissed off all the time. So that created, remember, I was speaking the language of anger. So I was wondering why I was drawing people into my circle that was angry. So the people in your circle who are responding to the problems that you're solving are the problems that you're creating. You create on the level of your reality. So if you change your reality, you change, again, your friends, your persons, the people, all the stuff in your life. But the problem is, how do you change your reality? Well, the only way to change your reality is to change your mentality. Well, the only way to change your mentality is to change your personality. And the only way to change your personality is to change your person. And the only way to change your person is to die. The Bible says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ. And Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Christ is not a person outside of you. Or let me rephrase that. In addition to the person outside of you, Christ is the person inside of you. And when I teach in churches, that's why I don't preach in churches no more. Because they all had questions. And the questions that they had was questions of a what I call a entry-level Christian. And I would always ask them, and I would say, you guys go back and listen to the videos, this message is a Hebrews 6:1 message. And before I preach in any church, I say that. Because I already know the glazed over eyes. When I talk to my brothers and sisters, I tell them the same thing. My brother's a pastor. He got a church. When I talk to my brother Glenn, I already know the Negro ain't going to understand a word I'm saying because he's still stuck on stupid. Why? Where the hell do you think I got stupid from? Before he even started talking about building the church, I'd already been in church for freaking 10 years. I was a licensed ordained minister before he even thought about becoming one. Where he's at, I already been. But I can't tell him that. He thinks he's my big brother. Now, he may be my big brother physically and age-wise, but I'm his big brother spiritually. Because the source says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Oh, yeah, I was a black sheep. I was a poor creature growing up. But I got something called awareness, and it came at a freaking price, brothers and sisters. So I know peasant because I used to be a peasant. So I recognize frequency of peasants. So if I only do entry-level products and services, I am going to only draw entry-level people because I'm solving the problems of an entry-level person. Let me say that again. You cannot be a millionaire by solving $20,000 a year problems. So my products and my services does not appeal to peasants and poor people. Poor meaning, you know, people who that make X amount of dollars. My product and service does not appeal to people who have a traditional 9-to-5 because they're not interested in starting an online business. They're not interested in working for themselves. They're not interested in the being self-sufficient. They're not interested in keeping the keys to their pocket and the keys to their happiness in their own pocket. They want to put the keys to their happiness in their employer's pocket or the government pocket. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Know your numbers. So if I'm talking to somebody and they don't got no ones in their chart, I understand why they got the keys to their happiness in the government's pocket. God did not design them to think independently. So I am not going to make them feel bad because they got a job. I am not going to allow them like I used to. I used to feel bad when I hung out with my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, my brother Glenn and brother, I don't know how they do it. They've been on the same job pretty much since 18. My sister Brenda basically runs the whole thing for the whole state of Arkansas. She's a high-level executive. My sister Linda is over the freaking whole freaking Goodwill of damn near for the whole Houston area. I just posted a video of her. I'm proud of my sisters. Y'all have no idea. Y'all have no idea, man. I'm getting ready to go love them right now when I see them. To me, my sisters are the greatest. My sisters are the greatest women on earth. There's no woman on earth that can hold a candle to my sisters. Because I remember them getting slapped in the mouth when we were riding in that car for freaking having a thought when we was riding around starving and Sister X was beating us like slaves. Now, I didn't mind because I'm a boy, but watching my sisters, man, that just messed me up. I couldn't do nothing for my sisters, man. That's why all my sisters' boyfriends, none of them liked me because them Negroes knew. If my sisters ever called me with their boyfriend or husband putting a hand on them, I was going to try to end their life. They knew it. To this day, every boyfriend that my sister gets, they don't like me. They're like, oh, that's that Willie. Oh, yeah, I heard about him. And I'll be because it's the vibe I send. So when I meet him, I remember, I can't put my sister's business out on the street like that, y'all, but what am I saying? You control your space and your reality, and everything in your reality is based upon your mentality. If you change your mentality, you change your reality. Stop solving poor people's problems. I don't have poor people's problems. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. Now, y'all know, this is the only example I got. I hate talking about my wife and my relationship, but hey, it is what it is. So I was talking to Dr. Spann last night. Well, Dr. Spann texted me last night, like 1:30 in the morning. She was so excited because I've been telling Dr. Spann for how long now, Dr. Spann? 3 years? She's been speaking, well, not even speaking. She's been on other people's platform. Now, I just posted the video that Dr. Spann sent me last night, and I'm more excited than she is. They actually put her on the program, her picture and her husband's picture on the program. I've been telling Dr. Spann for 3 years the same thing I'm going to tell you in order for you to change your reality. Now, I am not surprised that Dr. Spann is on the – now, she should have been on the freaking – she should be the keynote speaker. Now, but it's a process. At least she on the program. Before, she was just in the back freaking, you know, at a table setting up supplies, carrying other people's shizness in. What the – and she's a doctor. Well, you said the devil is a lie. But I had to get Dr. Spann to see Dr. Spann. So until Dr. Spann can see Dr. Spann, she can't be Dr. Spann. Neither can you. You're going to be somebody else. And the moment you see you, you can be you. Everybody on this call, you can't see yourself. Now, I can see you because I'm born in September and I have total awareness. So this comes easy for me. But for everybody else, what I do comes hard. I was talking to Brother Benjamin. And Brother Benjamin was telling me something that I hear a lot. And he was saying, Brother Will, I just want to be like you, brother. And I say, Brother Benjamin, I appreciate that, my brother. But you do not want to be like me, homie. You want to be like Brother Benjamin. So, brother, I just want to be able to see stuff before. I just want Brother Benjamin's life. I tell him in advance. Now, everybody that's part of the Life Management and the Kingdom Ministries Training Center, you heard me live last night tell you exactly what Sister Martinette was supposed to do in her life. Now, what you can see was after the call, the texts and the emails that I got from her and her best friend, Dr. T. Dr. T said, Doc, I don't know how in the world you knew that. I don't know how that girl has been doing that her entire life. That's what you told her to do. She's been doing it, but she just hasn't been getting paid. And so is everybody else on this call. I remember when my daughter, Sheree, called me. And I said, Sheree, now, y'all guys, you saw me. I was in Dallas last weekend. And I went there, and I filmed it, and I put it on YouTube. And I did that for my daughter so she can look back. I know damn well my daughter is not put on this earth to make cupcakes. I told her that, but she had to live it on her own. Because I know she's telling me, Dad, I feel unfulfilled. Now, my daughter, which nobody knows that my daughter is the first African-American designer for Michaels. She knows, and you go into the creative department, all of the African-American content was created by my daughter. That's right. And my daughter has, her weight has doubled. She just got married. She got just moved into their own apartment. She's got a job making great money, doing great things. She calls me crying, and she says, oh, life is up. Now, let me make sure I'm crystal clear so you guys can understand my disdain. Because before that, I had to talk with my oldest daughter, Sade. Sade, her own wedding, paid for everything, her damn self. She just told her husband just to show up at 8 o'clock. But Sade is a higher individual. Sade paid more. What she paid for the venue is what I paid for my whole freaking wedding. That doesn't include just the freaking venue. You saw the wedding. Y'all saw it look like somebody in a freaking Hollywood movie. She called me upset, crying, depressed. Because they live their life with carrots, and I don't. Let me break it down for you, boo-boo, so you can understand. Just remember, the more you care is an indication of your lack of self-worth and value. The more you care is an indication of your lack of self-worth. Because if you care about making somebody else happy more than you care about releasing dopamine, being Dr. Strange in your own life, that means that the thing you care about is more valuable than you. It precedes you. Remember, whatever you put your attention on precedes you into the kingdom. Now, most people have difficulty understanding that because, remember, you draw people into your life on the level of your consciousness or your awareness. So poor people are poor because they solve problems for poor. A poor person cannot solve a problem for Elon Musk. Why? Poor people are worried about surviving. Elon Musk is worried about thriving. Two different mindsets. So how can a poor, I mean, I told you guys, all my millionaire friends way back in the 80s that I have in my book, The Ultimate Secret of Being Rich, this is called hidden codes and social norms. This is how you change culture. The only way to change culture is to expose a lower culture to a higher culture. That's it. You can't teach it. You can't kumbaya it. It has to be modeled. Energy. It's an energy imprint. Because these codes are not conscious codes. I mean, they're not written codes. They're conscious codes. So as I said before, everybody is teaching people physical things to get into a spiritual realm. That does not work. Well, let me rephrase that. That works, but it doesn't work on a high level. What does that mean? So you're practicing Wim Hof breathing. You're taking cold showers. You're practicing yoga, Tai Chi. What is that? That is a physical thing. What are you? But what is your goal? What is your purpose? To get into the presence of a spiritual king. That dog does not hunt. Not for me. You cannot use trinkets and techniques and technology to get into the presence of the king. So Brother Benjamin said, Brother Will, I don't understand. Right now doing this show. I was a little late getting logged on because I logged on to the show about 5 minutes before it was time to go live. I don't have no notes, obviously, because I'm driving. I don't have my computer up. I don't have nothing. The Bible says, take no thought as to what you shall say. The Bible says that your Heavenly Father knows that you what you have need of before you even ask. See, the problem with this world is that people think that they can think their way into the presence of the king. People, you can't be a king. Instead, you stop being a thing. Let me say that again for you, brothers, it's real slow. The Bible says you got to deny yourself. Pick up your cross. Follow the king. You can't be the king, and you can't be the king with your current state, your current personality. However great your personality is, and it is great, I know a lot of high-functioning people, but they can't function in the spirit realm because they use physical things. Let me make sure you understand. I can't find no gurus out there that teach people, again, energy work, spiritual energy work. It's very, very hard to find because everybody got a technique. My technique is no technique. My way of operating in the spirit is to totally disconnect from the flesh. So you can't out intellectualize God. If you're a seven, you are in a dangerous place because your intelligence is so intelligent that you are intelligently separating yourself from God. Now, I'm not talking about no mystical dude in the sky. I'm talking about total consciousness and awareness, where if anything happens to you that doesn't happen to you, that you didn't order, that means that you're not connected to God. That means if something happens in your life that was a surprise to your life, that means that you are disconnected from God. Now, I drive between 90 and 120 pretty much every time I go somewhere on the road. Now, the speed limit here in Taos is about 70, 75. So the reason I can do a four-hour trip in 2 hours is because I drive 120. Now, the question that should be burning in your brain is, how come I don't get stopped? How come I don't get no tickets? How come I don't have no accidents? How come I ain't crash and burn? So when I went to the law enforcement academy, we drove police cars that didn't have no brakes in them because it was teaching us how to use the vehicle's momentum to come to a stop. And then they taught us how to steer in the direction of the skid in order to release the energy so that way the vehicle doesn't spin. In other words, most people, when a car in front of them slam on their brakes, they slam on their brakes. Me, when the car in front of me slam on my brakes, I slam on the gas. Now, you can't do that in the city, and you can't do that in certain places, but when you're on a highway, I never drive my vehicle alongside of another vehicle. I never drive in the middle lane. I never drive my vehicle where there is not a way out, an exit. Never. If I'm in boxed in, I immediately slow down to get the traffic past me or speed up. I never drive in bunches or in traffic. I'm either the lead vehicle or I'm behind the pack. I never get stopped by cops because I used to be a cop. So when I drive a bridge, when I'm driving my car, and I remember, this is the spirit realm. What is the spirit realm? Knowledge. The Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. Everybody on this call, problems exist because you're on the level of that problem. Get off the level of that problem. The problems that you have in your life, they exist in your life because you're on that level of your life. So I don't have problems that poor people have. Why is that? What problems does poor people have? Poor people worry about paying their bills. That creates anxiety. As I'm telling my middle daughter, I was like, Sheree, why do you have anxiety? Okay, you got money problems? Nope, they ain't got no money problems. She just got married to the man of her dreams. Like, I couldn't, like, Sheree, I got to give it to her. She saw what her older sister did, and she was like, Dad, I am not going to do that. Because Sade went through hell with dudes and college and school and all of this stuff, and Sheree was like, nope. Sheree basically didn't date. Dated one dude, and then she married him. So Sheree is a high-functioning spiritual being. And I know that because she's my daughter. So for Sheree to call me crying, oh, shut down the presses. Every show, everything I had got canceled. She had my undivided attention. But I already knew she was going to call me crying. Because, see, one thing about children is they think they know more than their parents. Y'all know that. We all did. And as I told my children, you will need me before I need you. So everything that my children are going through, I already did. But they want to do it on their own. So I say, okay, go on out there. Now, I get paid by you guys to solve problems that my children are having. So I know to my children I'm just their dad. They just remember all my problems. They don't remember and they don't see my successes. So I understand why my daughter would go to the small business administration, SBA, and hire a business coach when that's exactly what I do. And I asked her, Sheree, why in the hell would you go and get a coach when you got a sister who's balling out of control in business? And I'm doing, well, Dad, you know, I just wanted to, okay, no problem. That's why she called me crying. And the problem that she's been having that caused her to triple her weight and all this stuff, I solved in about 5 minutes. Just like I solved everybody else's problems in about 5 minutes. Because I was born to solve problems. That's my purpose. I was born in the month of September. I was born on the 15th. That's 15 is 1-5. That's 6. So I solve problems with compassion. I have total awareness. It doesn't come from me. It comes from God. So I don't take credit for it. It's just like Shaquille O'Neal coming on here and bragging because he's 7 feet tall. He can't brag because he's 7 foot tall. That's a freaking gift. I know that the Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. So I just do my gift. I'm a one-trick pony. That's all I do every day. And everybody try to pull me outside of my gift. My job is not to be mad at them because I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. My job is to know my gift and stay inside my lane and master my space. So I know exactly what I'm good at. I have spiritual discernment. So I don't argue with my brother when if he can't understand the fact that Christ eternal is inside the body. He thinks Jesus is outside the body, died on the freaking tree somewhere. So if he want to believe that, he can believe that. But that's taught to him by the dominant culture. He got the psychological effects of Willie Lynch. How do I know? Well, 10 years ago, where he's at, I already been. So I have something called wisdom. Now, when I was a little knucklehead, my grandmother used to tell me the same thing I'm telling you guys. And when I was a knucklehead, I used to say, Big Mama, you don't know what you're talking about. In my head. I would never say that to her in my face. I'd get my teeth pushed out. See, my grandparents didn't play. But me, being young, dumb and stupid, I thought I knew everything. So Big Mama used to try to tell me, and I didn't listen. Just like my children. Now they calling me. Now they listening. So the way that you change your reality is to change your mentality. And everybody I talk to say you cannot change your mentality. Let me tell you how to change your mentality instantly. We're going through a 65-day process right now. Does it take 65 days to change your behavior? Nope, it takes about 5 minutes. Anybody on this call can totally change. If you're a drug addict, you can get off drugs in about 5 minutes. If you got whatever addiction you got, you can totally remove that addiction in less than 5 minutes. How? The same way you got in, the same way you get out. So how does the devil get in? Well, the devil has something that he's really good at, and that is what they call shock therapy. Now, in biology and in psychology, they call it drama and trauma. So the devil uses traumatic events, negative traumatic events, to create a negative imprint in your soul. So that way it's like seared. If I take a hot iron and put it on your back. When I was a kid, I had a hot iron on my back. I still got the scar. I forgot the story. And it's crazy because I blocked everything out. To know about my childhood, I got to ask my sisters. For some reason, I just don't know. Maybe it was so traumatic that my brain just blocked it out. So that burns, that scar. Now, that happened to me when I was a kid. That's a long time ago for you youngsters. I still got the scar on my back. It faded out, but it's still there. Why? It was hot. So the devil knows that in order to control you, he got to put you in drama and trauma. Trauma produces drama, and drama produces. Go to the hood. What do you see? What are they doing, Love and Hip Hop? Y'all watch Love and Hip Hop? What about the Basketball Wives? Y'all know y'all be watching that stuff. They have this thing. It's called World Star Hip Hop. Y'all seen it? They got games where they walk around slapping people and all that. Why does that get so many views? Now, I can do this video that I'm doing, this show I'm doing right now, it'll probably get 100 views on my YouTube channel, 100. My top videos get about 100 views. Now, if I posted a video of me slapping the dog shit out of somebody, I'm going to get 100,000 views. Why is that? We're all programmed for drama. We all are drama and trauma-induced mind-control slaves. Now, reverse engineer it. People ask me all the time, like, some of the quote-unquote negative things that I've done, especially in my marriage. So when a man cheats, or let's get something that, because I know that a lot of y'all are still stuck in that Ten Commandments stuff, and y'all still got morality, you don't got causality. See, I'm not a moral man. I don't do morality. I do causality. What is the cause of morality? See, y'all niggas still got, not you personally, but, you know, people you know, y'all still got morality. Y'all still trying to be good and evil. But there was another tree in the garden. That tree was freaking called life. Now, I've broken this down before. Z-O-E and Z-A-O, that means a brain that is submersed in dominion. That's what I got. That immediately trumps all trauma and all drama. Immediately. Anything, the heart emits 100 times. Some people say 5,000 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So your trauma is in your brain. Therefore, if your heart is in it, and if your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. But if your heart is in it, so what do? I just create toe-curling experiences. I do not do average. That's why I'm a peak performance. So if I don't do shit, then if it's peak. So you can't come to me with whack. You can't come to me with average. Everything I do is high level. Now, there are other levels. I could go hang out with Richard Branson right now, and he make my level of peak performance look like well done. I could go hang out with Elon Musk or Mark Cuban or freaking Mark Zuckerberg, and I'm driving around, and you know, I'm doing 120 in a Camaro. Freaking, they doing 160 in a Bugatti. But I'm blooming where I'm planted. Because one day I'll be at the Bugatti. Because I used to freaking be driving around in the damn Pinto. Shit, I used to be taking the bus. So what I told my daughters is the same thing I'm telling you. Live your life without a carrot. Like you got a carrot. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. This is the key to totally changing your life. So just like Dr. Strange, you can draw a spinning circle and change dimensions. You can go from being poor on Monday and bam, you rich on Tuesday. Because it's a mental disposition. It ain't got shizness to do with the bank account. It has to do with the way that you think. But you cannot override that old program with an average life. See, I take risk. Why do I drive 120 and the speed limit is 75? What does that do to my body? Why do I get on a treadmill and put it on 10 when everybody else are in 15? When nobody else can go past 7 or 8? If you don't believe me, get on the treadmill, the speed. Put the speed on like by 10 and then run a sprint and see what happens. So why do I do that? Well, you know what happens to the brain biologically when you do that? It releases endorphins in the body. It releases serotonin. It releases melatonin. It releases oxytocin. Now, it does produce lactic acid, but that's over RAM. That lactic acid is when, okay, the brain, that's the body's way of telling you, okay, we're getting tired now. We're not getting enough oxygen in fast enough. You can stop. That's why I can go to the gym and do more in 10 minutes than somebody who go to the gym and work out for 5 hours. Because it's frequent, it's intense, and it's based upon a system that's called training. So the key, my brothers, and the key, my sisters, is that your life is not intentional. It's not intense. That means that you're doing everything that everybody else is. How excited are you when you get up every Monday morning to drive to your job? Every day, I have a mountaintop experience. Because every show, I know I'm going to change somebody's life because I know I'm in my space. I know that there's nobody on this planet that's better than me. I don't guess. I don't hope. I don't wish. I know that there's some people that may be equal, but it ain't nobody better. Zero. I know I ain't got no competition. So I know I don't have to. The devil can't lie to me no more. I don't feel inferior anymore. I used to feel inferior. I used to feel like I had to compete. I used to live my life with a carrot in front of me. You have to dangle a carrot. I used to be a hoop jumper because that's what the dominant culture says that you're supposed to do. Now I know that that's a lie. Goals are of the devil. From the perspective of putting the goal before the role, make the goal. I told my daughter, what's your goals? She said, I'm trying. Okay, make it. She said, well, I already got a goal. Okay, detach from it. What does that mean? Take your energy out of it. What does that mean, Dad? Take your energy out of it. Don't care. I don't care if you make the goal or why. Say, well, hold on, time out. What, you mean to tell me make a goal and then detach from it? Yeah. Why would I do that? Because being attached to the goal, what does that do? It creates what? Anxiety. Why are you stressed out? You're a high level, high functioning individual. Why are you stressed? You say, well, Dad, I'm stressed because. Exactly. You got to be the cause. Now, what does that mean? When you set a goal, you detach from the goal and you attach to the role. What does that mean? If I got a goal to lose 50 pounds, I just don't go home and just think about losing 50 pounds. That's the goal. What is the role? What character do I have to play to lose 50 pounds? What is that character? That is the character of somebody who's eating healthy. That is the character of somebody who's burning more calories than they consume. That is the character. Now, I am playing a character in a play. This is a drama. This is a play. This is not real. This is an illusion. This is just an act. So I can be an extra in somebody else's play, movie, or I can be the star in my own act, in my own movie. So the way that you fulfill your dreams and your goals is you solve problems at the level you want to exist. Let me say that again. We are all actors. We are all playing a part in a role. Now, I can continue to play the role of Poe Critter, and I can help other Poe Critters. Or I can play the role of a Superman, and I can help people and other people who want to be Superman. You have that same choice today. You get to choose. Source code, the Big G, gave you something called free will. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. See, the problem is there is no problems. So when my daughter called me, I asked her one question. And I like, okay, you are the number one and you are the only African-American designer, not employee. You are designer. The only one in the entire company. And you get to design art. So when I go in and I buy a little fancy saying, that came from you. And you trying to be what again? Like, you are already past tense successful. The greatest trick that the devil played on you and me is to get us to buy into the fact that we are human doings, that you got to do something. The greatest trick that the devil put on me and you is to get you to believe the lie. Now, you can sell those wolf tickets that to somebody else, but you can't sell them to me. Because, see, I came from Podunk, Texas. I came from a three-room shack with no running water and no electricity. So to Elon Musk, he could look at me and may think, okay, your little $200,000 ain't nothing. I blow that in a weekend party. But, see, Elon Musk don't know where I came from. See, I know where I came from. See, some of y'all forgot where y'all came from. Y'all need to go back and visit. That's why every once in a while, like today, I'm going to ride through Flushing, where I came from. Every once in a while, you got to ride back through where you came from and remind yourself of your freaking greatness. Because ain't no other Negro out there going to remind you of you except you. Nobody going to love you more than you love yourself. See, this Christianity that we got that says you're supposed to deny yourself and you're supposed to be somebody else's doormat, that's Luciferian. That shit will keep you in prison. You better look yourself in the mirror and pull yourself up by your bootstraps and realize who you are. You ain't no freaking peasant. God don't make peasants. He makes priests. You're a king and you're a queen. You don't solve problems for peasants. You solve problems for kings. So you don't start and talk about writing resumes. You don't assist people with how to dress to go to a job interview. You don't assist people with hygiene skills. That's all entry level, unless that is your level. How do I know that? Because that's why I started at. There are some people who start and stay. You have to grow. The problem that my children were having is they reached their level of success and they stopped growing. If you stop growing, that means you stop knowing. Brothers and sisters, I had to be the bearer of good news. Everybody on this call, you are always learning, always. The day that you stop learning, that's the day you start kissing the devil in the mouth, because source code is always learning. The God that I serve, the big one, not the one that's in all these damn churches. I ain't trying to freaking hang on, brother. I ain't waiting next Sunday for my blessing. I ain't believing God for no damn healing. I'm already healed. All of that, I don't pray to God. I pray as God. I don't look up. I look in. because the kingdom of God is within. John 10 says that any man that does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the body, and I triple dare any Negro to look up the definitions of the word, and you will see that word means eternal. So although you got a Jesus that's outside the body, you don't know the one that's inside. Still, you have an experience with the true living God that's inside of a living Bible, that's inside of the living word. You got a dead God that's written from a dead book by dead men. And your life is going to be dead. How do I know? I did not read that book. I lived it for 10 years. I'm sick and tired of people who say in Egypt. Negro, if you want freedom, you got to leave. You better be comfortable being uncomfortable. I drive 120 everywhere I go because I like being uncomfortable. I create my own problems because I like solving them. Sometimes just for shins and giggles, I will create a problem just to watch myself get out of it because I'm that damn good. So are you. You just believe the hype. I didn't. Well, let me rephrase that. I stopped believing it. Now, damn near most of my life, I believe the hype just like you. I'm just a short black man from Bushy, Texas. Nobody loves me but Jesus. The devil is a lie. You can only make $100,000 a year. Oh, you can't work for yourself, bro. I don't lie. You gotta get 9 to 5. What happens if you get sick? You ain't got no benefits. What about your retirement plan? What about? Man, my number could be called today. The Bible says sufficient is the problems today. Brothers and sisters, we all draw people to our life because we solve their problems. Let me say it again real slow. You draw people into your life because they know you can solve their problems. Let me say it again real slow. You draw people into your life because they know you can solve their problem. Let me say it again. Y'all still didn't get it. You draw people into your life because they know you. Woman, the man that you drew into your life, because that man knows you can help him. If you want a better quality of man, be a better quality of problem-solving woman. Man, you want a better quality of woman, need to be a better quality of problem solving for that woman. So I can go to the hood, buy me a hood rat, put her in my brand new car, take her to McDonald's, buy her a Happy Meal, and tell her she can get some cheese on it. She'd be happy as hell. And I'm the man. But I can't go pick up Halle Berry and Stacey Dash in my 2019 Camaro and take her out to, 54th Street, or take her out to, a nice steak dinner. Why? That's not their problems. Those are not the things that they do. They're on a different level. You need to have a jet or a plane. You need to be able to fly that girl to Paris. You need to be able to walk, like Puff Daddy said, have you ever seen a man play San Brole or whatever the hell it is in that song? So what am I saying? You have to be able to solve the problems at the level that you're at. Once you learn how to solve problems at a higher level, guess what? They call you up. Remember when nobody could solve the king's dream except for Daniel? What happened to Daniel? He went from the outhouse to the penthouse. Trump will call you if you can solve a problem that he got. All I do is I've learned how to solve problems. That way I deal with higher level of people. Now I solve a problem for millionaires. I can still solve a problem for somebody in the hood, but them Negroes ain't listening. Let me close with this personal example that's a little personal, but hey, I need you guys, we need to end this call on a high note. Everybody on this call is high-functioning people. There's nobody on this call. Like, how do you get on this call? Like, how can you listen to me? Do you know that most people can't listen to me? People that listen to me, they can only stomach. Like, my good brother, Brother Dana. I've known Brother Dana for, and one thing about Brother Dana is Brother Dana would listen to my shows. You know, and I have a lot of clients like that. And you're like that in other areas, though. How come we can't stay in the kitchen? You hear that old saying? It's too hot. Like, when, you know, them kitchens where you go in the kitchen on a Sunday afternoon, and my grandma, I remember Big Mama Frazier's house, my family would come down, and they would be in there cooking. And I remember I would go in the kitchen where there was all the women was in there cooking, and it would be hot in the kitchen. And all of my sisters would be in there slaving, like Hebrew slaves, sweat dripping off their brow. It was too hot. I couldn't stay in the kitchen. It was too hot. How come I couldn't stay in the kitchen? Because I wasn't cooking. See, when you're in the kitchen and you're cooking in the kitchen, it ain't hot. Why? Because when you're cooking your favorite dish and you call to be a cook and cooking is what you do, you are outside of space. You're outside of time. You're outside of math. You're outside of matter. You ever hear that saying, you know, time flies when you're having fun? Okay, I'm an eyewitness. Now, I've been talking for almost an hour. It feels like 5 minutes to me. Not even that. Time flies because you're outside of time. You're outside of mass. You're outside of matter when you're having fun. Fun allows you to function. The word fun is in the word function. If you are not functioning, it's because you are not having fun. So I asked my daughter, I said, Sheree, are you having fun? Why do you feel that you have to push? You already have a high. Now, she has a full-time, high-level job making big money, and she has her own business on the side. And that's causing stress. That results in weight gain because women, when women are stressed, it's manifesting their body. So when a woman is smiling at me and her body is out, I know that she's under stress. If she holds weight in her abdomen or behind her triceps, I know that woman is under a lot of stress. Sometimes, especially if you're a black woman, the stress of raising your sons and your daughters without a man in the home, because the dominant culture in this harmonious arrangement has set it up to ensure that there is no black man inside of a home. You can't qualify for no benefits. You can't get nothing from the government if the man is there. So the government want to make sure that the black man's out of the house. If he don't shoot him in the back, he's in prison. I worked in the prison system, man, so you can't tell me. I know what's in the prison system. Black men is in prison. Why are these Negroes in prison? You can go to jail for 30 years if you're black for jaywalking. Because they got to get the black man out of the house. Why? To stress out the black woman. Now we got these high-level black women, and they are what they call in the ancient text phallic females. You're not designed by God to be a phallic female. Phallic means, again, P-H-A-L-L-I-C, phallic. That means male genitalia. That means when a woman takes on the attributes and the characteristics internally of the male. That means you have the male genitalia without the outer parts. Society is set up to turn you into a phallic female. That's why you got all these very strong black women right now, and you got all these weak black men. Why? It's the feminization of the black man, and it's the masculinization of the black woman. So, yeah, the black woman can get educated. The black woman can get a job. The black woman can do all the stuff that my black daughters are doing. But why they got everything and still not happy? Why my daughter's calling me? Because they got everything that you can dream of, but yet they're still not happy. Stress, anxiety, fear, doubt, unbelief. You guys heard the show. You know the biology behind it. That disconnects the frontal lobe. It actually makes you dumber. When you are in a state of stress or anxiety, it activates the reticular activating system. It disconnects the frontal lobe. It disconnects the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and the hypothalamus, which releases all of the feel-good chemicals. All the hormones are secreted by, again, your endocrine system. And so your lymph nodes, your immune system is under attack, so you go to the doctor and they give you a bad report, all because of stress. You don't really have a disease, just your hormones are out of whack, but the doctor ain't going to tell you that. He's going to put you on some pills that cause a disease. So I know the game. I've seen it run through thousands of people. But most people prefer to go to the deity of sorcery than go talk to a short black man from Fort Worth, Texas. So you go to the doctor, which means deity, so of this medicine, which means sorcery. So a medical doctor is a sorceress, at least according to the biblical narrative. And so you want to go to a sorcerer instead of going to God. And the sorcerer, he's going to perform a magic act. He's going to give you some sorcery. It's called a pill. It's called pharmakeia. And then that starts the slow process. Because they don't want to kill you quick. They need you to make some money for them to pay into the tax system to put your energy. Because your energy is your energy. Your I-N-E-R-G. That's what they want. They want the inner God. They want the Ospark. Remember the movie The Transformers? They was after the Ospark. Remember the Ospark? They said that a little piece of that, what did it do? It did not give knowledge. It gave life. What did Jesus come? Watch the movie Transformers again, the last one. They was after that thing that was in his chest. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. How come it didn't say Christ outside of you nailed up on a freaking cross? Y'all been hoodwinked. You have no dunamis power as long as Christ is outside of you. Because according to the Gospel of Thomas, whatever is outside you precedes you. So as long as you believe in the Jesus that is outside of you, you can never get into the kingdom. That is why in Matthew 23, Jesus says 8 times, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, because you took away the key of knowledge. Well, the devil is way smarter than y'all give him credit. That's why he's been in the devil. That's why he's the devil. He's been in business for a long time. He's good at what he do. So, brothers and sisters, remember, you can drive the bus from the back seat. Nothing should ever happen in your life that you did not preordain. I write the narrative in my movie and in my script. Nothing happens in my life that I have not already ordered. I keep the keys to my happiness in my pocket. I do not put the keys to my happiness in somebody else's pocket. I make sure that I am not unequally conscious. I do not any longer hang out with people that are not conscious. We can chit-chat, talk about sports, talk about the fact that, hey, Toronto won the series, man. They beat Golden State. Woohoo. Hey, what about the weather? Oh, yeah, you know, praise Jesus. Okay, yeah, I'm out. I do not have time to entertain stupid any longer. Every Negro I know got religion. Very few got spirituality. Most people are stuck in a prison and in a box of their own creation. Therefore, they control the narrative because they gave you the box. The box is in the form of the language or the religion that you got. Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality? Have you ever questioned the nature of your box? Have you ever questioned the definitions of the words that you use? Why is up up? Who told you up was up? Who told you was on planet Earth? Who told you was a black man? Who told you was a white man? Who told you that? Where did you get the definitions of your words from? Where did you get your life from? Why you eat what you eat? Who told you that was healthy? Who told you it was unhealthy? Who told you to do with everything that you're doing? Have you ever questioned the questions that was given to you? Until you start questioning the nature of your reality, you still will be fulfilling somebody else's mentality. Until you start questioning the nature of your reality, you are fulfilling somebody else's mentality. So I write the definitions of the words that I use. So when I come up with cleronomics, that word doesn't exist. I came up with it. And you have the same ability to write your own script because you are the director of your own movie and you are the star of your own movie called My Best Life. And I recommend you write a story and a script by putting thoughts in your head that allows you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. And watch how people, places, and things vibrate out of your life. Why? You can't solve their problem. And when they ask you to solve their problem, they don't want to implement your solution. So the last few messages that I preached was inside of my wife's father's church. You know, I ain't preaching that no more. So how come I'm not preaching there anymore? Because I don't solve problems by selling chicken dinners or asking people to pay more money in tithes or trying to get a mother who's on welfare with three children who you should be giving them money to assist you with building your building. You see, brothers and sisters, people really don't want what they say they do. They just want you, your energy. Women, especially, black women, especially, be very careful of how you're spending your time. Because most of these men, they don't want you. They want your energy. They really don't want you, but they need your energy to support them because they don't have none of their own. And I'm not talking about your energy as in E-N-E-R-G-Y. No, that's not what they want. Woman, are you listening? Them niggas painting, they want your inner, I-N-N-E-R-G. Stop casting your pearls among swine. Make sure that you only solve problems for high-level people. That way you draw high-level people. Stop focusing on the language of peasants and speak the language of a priest. Priests and peasants don't speak the same. A peasant complains about a lack of food. A peasant complains about hard work. A peasant complains about rules and laws. A peasant complains about the government. A peasant complains about Donald Trump building a wall. A peasant complains about politics. A peasant complains about business. Structuring or worrying about mentalities. Kings are worrying about culture. Kings are building legacies. Kings are worried about the children's children. Kings are not worrying about surviving. Kings are worrying about thriving. Kings are focusing upon things that make money. Kings, they don't make money with energy and effort. Kings make their money makes money. If you are making money with effort, you're still a peasant. Your money should be making you money. You should never spend the principal. You should be only spending the interest. You should have so much principal that it creates interest. And you live off the interest. Meaning, you should have so much purpose that it draws currency. You never spend your purpose. You never stop doing your purpose. Are y'all listening? Black woman, are you listening? You're hooking up with men, and they get you out of your purpose, and then you stop making currency because they have your energy. Your energy. Never spend your purpose. Never cast your purpose. Never put yourself in a position where you cannot fulfill your purpose. Never. I don't care how much money they're going to offer you. I don't care how good it looks. Never put yourself in a position where your purpose, your peace is. I'm a three. And my three comes from the numbers 1, 2, 3. One means independent. Therefore, if I ever put myself, and I already did it. Y'all remember that time when I left my wife and I moved in with this quote unquote high level chick, and now everything was going good until something called controls kicked in. Never put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket. I did not read all that shit in no book. This is real life. Know your numbers. Know your chart. Spin your circle so that way you win. When you spin, that's how you go within. You cannot go within until you spin. That's why I teach spin-tronic. That's why I got the 12 numbers. That's why I got the life optimization circle. That's why I've done thousands of these, and I never, ever, ever, ever once have had anybody say, Doc, this does not work. Never. 20-plus years of doing this, and I've never had one person tell me, Doc, this does not work. Not one. So I don't know what you're doing, brothers and sisters. I don't know where you're at in your life. But if you're not a part of the Life Optimization Center, if you don't get this shit from me, you better get it from somebody else, and you better get it quick. Because the enemy is siphoning your chi. He's sucking the life out of you. And he's going to leave you on the side of the road dried up like a freaking prune. You're going to wake up one day, you're going to be 65, 75, 80 years old, and you ain't going to have shit to show for your life. I did not read that in no book either. Brothers and sisters, this is not a game. Make sure that you are connected to Source. And Source is inside of you in the form of that circle that I gave you. If you don't know those numbers, you do not know the divine attributes and characteristics of God, and they are inside of you. The kingdom of God is within you. It's not outside of you. Make sure you know yourself. Make sure you stay within yourself, and make sure you stick to the step-by-step role that fulfills yourself. I am an independent, peaceful creator. If you want to destroy my creativity, destroy my peace. If you want to destroy my peace, take away my independence. So I have to always know the devil is always trying to figure out a way to get me to go back to Egypt. And he's really good. But my God is better. It is my prayer that you are connected to the source of all source, the God of all God, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. Because if you got Constantine's Messiah, if you got the God and you got the Jesus that's been taught in most churches, brothers and sisters, you got a fraud. All you're going to be doing is the three elves, fun, fighting, and effort. But you won't be able to operate in faith, fruit, and freedom. It is my prayer that you connect with the God of gods. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bliss, not bless, bliss. That means the joy of heaven that's downloaded into a body of man. That creates an immediate response that overrides your negative habit pattern instantly. That gives you the power to break any addiction instantly. You can break any addiction instantly when you get into the presence of the King. No disease can exist in the presence of the King. The moment that you put your mind and you align it with God's design, you are in the presence of the King. No addiction can exist in the presence of the King. Know your numbers, because your numbers is the substance of the King. It's not about the numbers. It's about the substance. And that is the Son. When you connect with the God, whose name, according to the book of Revelation, is written on his thigh, and no man can pronounce. He has given you the Son, but it's the S-U-M. So the Son, the S-O-N, even if you get the S-U-N, you still need the S-U-M, the sum total of those numbers that I gave you in your chart. That activates your magic carpet. That activates your macabre. That's how you transport. That's how you astral project. That's how you travel in the spirit realm. That's how I know what I know. And I'm always connected to the S-U-M. And the S-U-M gives you the Ruach and the Pneuma and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, that's a set-apart spirit. It will lead you and guide you. So how am I led? How am I guided? I'm guided by the Ruach and the Pneuma. And as always, my brothers, as always, my beautiful sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I never wanna let you go.
Don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget.